Case, Never Can Say Goodbye. These are Night Sounds on KSFO, Russ Syracuse. You're all night, Jack. Lou Geneva Engineering tonight. It's 29 minutes after midnight, and we didn't have a winner in the mystery box yesterday, as I realize now, looking at the mystery box itself. Okay, there's a sound of it, and the clues to help you guess what's in there for an album and a flashlight are as follows. Just four and not one more. Part soft, part hard. First outside and then in. Naughty, naughty, if on your chinny chin chin. A brush was used in the process, and here's a brand new clue tonight. We've got to have a winner, or it's all over with. 982-5517, what do you suppose is in the mystery box? The same object that was in there last night.
KSFO, 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 KSFO. Listen to the station that has got the world's greatest weather. KSFO,
yeah.
Johnny Otis with Willie and the Hand Jive here on Night Sounds and KSFO. 26 and a half minutes before 1 o'clock. We're looking for a winner in the mystery box gimmick. And the clues are just four and not one more. Part soft, part hard. First outside, then in. Naughty, naughty, if on your chinny chin chin. A brush was used in the process and a brand new clue. We've got to have a winner tonight. Oops, what do you think it is?
Should I make up?
Pardon?
Eye makeup?
Eye makeup is not right.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry. Your guess, please?
Is it a crayfish or a lobster?
No, and your guess for the mystery box?
A shaving mug?
A shaving mug is not right.
Okay.
Bye. It's going to be a nice day anyway. Fair through Saturday, a little fog in the morning, but so what? What the heck? Man cannot live by sun alone. Face music, the theme from A Summer Place, and we're still looking for a winner in the mystery box gimmick. Right after the 1 o'clock news, of course, a love line will be open if you'd like to talk to somebody, meet a new friend here in the Bay Area, or maybe you need some help with something, like Ron, one of our engineers, who's looking for a singing drummer and or a singing guitar player for his Sold Sauce group. Morning, KSFO. Do you want to guess what's in the mystery box?
I certainly do. I think they're false teeth.
False teeth? No, that's not it.
Okay, it's all right.
All right. Your guess, please?
Is it a pizza? I got three guesses, okay?
Sure, go right ahead.
Is it a pizza pie, a roast turkey, or a cooked crab?
No, none of those. But they all do sound nice.
Yeah. Is it something to eat?
Especially the first one. Sorry. Your guess, please?
Is it false eyelashes?
False eyelashes is not right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. It's hard to tell whether that was a lady or a young boy. It's 23 minutes before 1 o'clock. And in case you just tuned in, here are the clues for the mystery box. Just four and not one more. Part soft, part hard. First outside and then in. Naughty, naughty, if on your chinny chin chin. A brush was used in the process. We've got to have a winner tonight. Doesn't that give you some kind of a clue?
Well, that's... just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome as I can be. I go out walking after midnight out in the starlight, just hoping you may be somewhere a-walking after midnight.
Walking after midnight. 20 before 1. What do you think it is in the mystery box?
Barbecued spare ribs.
No. Good guess, but that's not it.
Okay.
You're the closest yet, my dear. Your guess?
Is it a roast chicken or a chicken cacciatore or something?
No, it's not roast chicken. Or you mean a whole roast chicken?
No, the breast of chicken or the drumstick.
Well.
Is that close enough?
Yeah, I guess that's close enough. They're barbecued chicken legs and wings.
Yeah. Oh, well, I got the legs.
Yeah, two wings and two legs. That's why just four. See, there are four pieces in there.
Yeah.
Part hard, part soft. First outside and then in. They're cooked outside, right, if they're barbecued. Then you bring them in.
Uh-huh.
Get them on your chin. That's sloppy, right? That's No. A brush was used in the process. Now, should you brush on the barbecue sauce?
Yeah.
We had to have a winner tonight or they'd get rancid there in the mystery box. What's your name, anyway?
It's Ross Mikami.
Ross?
Yeah, R-O-S-S.
Yeah?
M-I-K-A-M-I is the last name.
Oh, like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, M-I-K-A-M-I.
M-I-K...
A-M-I.
A-M-I.
Yeah.
Hold on, Ross. We'll get your address, and we'll send you, well, what would you like?
The flashlight and the album.
Very good. I'm glad you said that.
Tonight I'm yours, and you are mine now. But is it love or just summer time now? The time is right, come hold it tight. Let's grab on to the love that we can borrow. And let's not hang each other up
Out of His Mind. Thoughts from Scott Beach.
The Exploratorium. Have you been there? If not, you're in for a wonderful experience. It's a magically exciting place. The Exploratorium occupies a large part of the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco, where the marina borders the Presidio. There are dozens of exhibits and displays, fantastic optical illusions, machines that show you a picture of your voice, an unearthly harp that's played by light, steel plates that vibrate sand into snowflake patterns to demonstrate harmonics, a room that changes perspective, and a contraption that flashes like miniature lightning as cosmic rays come through it. There are all kinds of things that show the promise of the future. Dr. Frank Oppenheimer is the director of the Exploratorium, and he's one of the luckiest men in the world. He's got a huge building full of scientific toys to play with. If you want to play too and bring the kids and have a lot of interesting fun, it's free. The Exploratorium is open Wednesday through Sunday from 1 to 5. This is Scott Beach on KSFO.
The opinions expressed by Scott Beach are his own. They are not necessarily those of KSFO, its sponsors, or anybody else.
Love like cold and still beneath the battered moon.
Last Time I Saw Her. With Glenn Campbell here on Night Sounds on KSFO. The Love Line will be open right after the 1 o'clock news. It's 10 and a half minutes before 1 o'clock. It's going to be a nice day. It's going to be a nice weekend, according to the weatherman. It'll be nice and sunny once the fog burns off. The high today in the 60s and low 70s along the coast in downtown San Francisco. And in the 80s, further inland. In Maryland with a love song. It's 7 before 1 here on Night Sounds on KSFO. Here's Arthur Prysock from his Unforgettable album.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, near or far, like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone in every way. And forevermore, unforgettable face that I am. Unforgettable too.
Unforgettable with Arthur Price out here on Night Sounds and KSFO. Yes, what can we do for you?
I'm calling about the job for the drummer.
Yeah, Ron, one of our engineers, has a group named Soul Sauce, and they need a singing drummer and a singing guitar player. Do you sing?
I could. Depends on what it is. But I have to sing.
You have to sing? Yeah, you have to sing. What's your favorite song that you can remember?
Well, I didn't know I was going to be auditioned on the air.
No, you don't have to be. No, you're not going to be auditioned. I just want to know what your favorite song is.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
You're qualified. Hold on. Patricia with Perez Prado here on Night Sounds and KSFO. In just 5 minutes, we'll be right back, of course, with more music and the Love Line at 982-5517. If you'd like to talk to somebody tonight, it's very simple. You just dial the number, the Love Line number, 982-5517. Our score to date, 13 marriages, 17 engagements now, went up one, and 5 kids that we know of.
What a groovy way to spend the day. KSFO.
latest KSFO news, three British sailors are reported in shock after being trapped for 10 hours in the watertight compartment of a submarine which sank in Gosport Harbor. No word on what caused the sub to sink. Several newspapers are continuing publication of articles on those controversial Pentagon papers today, indicating they will do their own editing of the documents. Secretary of State William Rogers had appealed to the press to withhold some of the information in the documents. Portions of the Pentagon study given to UPI say the Johnson administration backed or participated in a series of military actions against North Vietnam in 1964. The actions kept secret because of U.S. elections that year. A Red Square funeral is scheduled this morning for the three Soviet cosmonauts who died Wednesday from undisclosed causes following man's longest space flight. The ashes of the cosmonauts will be placed in the Kremlin wall. Congressional doves are putting added pressure on President Nixon to set a deadline for total U.S. withdrawal from the war zone. The pressure was sparked by yesterday's new communist peace plan, which the president apparently feels is unacceptable. The railroad industry says it will try to force railroad workers into a nationwide strike if they begin a selective strike against three lines as scheduled. The United Transportation Union has called for a strike against three railroads beginning on July 16th. Mississippi Senator John Stennis says that there will have to be a three-way compromise if there is to be a two-year extension of the draft law. The president's authority to conscript expired yesterday with the House, Senate, and President Nixon in a stalemate over the end-the-war Mansfield Amendment. In other news, a judge rejected motions to wipe out the manslaughter indictment Thursday against Black Panther co-founder Huey P. Newton. Judge Hove of Alameda County Court also turned down a request by defense attorney Charles Gary to have 18-year-olds in the panel of prospective jurors. And before the day's pre-trial proceedings were over, Gary and Deputy District Attorney Donald White engaged in bitter verbal battle over a point of law. A decision on whether mass murder suspect Juan Corona is well enough to be returned to his jail cell will be made today after more heart tests, according to doctors. Corona, the suspected killer of 25 transient farm workers, was taken to Sutter County General Hospital June 18th after he had suffered an apparent heart attack. A national conservation organization and four Californians filed suit yesterday against the state and the California Air Resources Board, asking the board to be ordered to enforce limits on lead emissions from automobiles. In the San Francisco Superior Court suit, attorneys for the Environmental Defense Fund, a nonprofit New York corporation, said the board had agreed to adopt standards of no more than 1.5 micrograms per cubic feet of air, but should now enforce them. A young radio station newsman tried unsuccessfully yesterday to get his draft board to turn over files concerning him on the basis that the Selective Service Act has expired. Peter Lawford, 21, and his attorney, Terrence Hallinan, paid a visit to the board hours after the act expired, and the lawyer announced that the Selective Service System has lost all authority to exist, and consequently, it has lost all authority to hold files. A clerk consulted higher headquarters in San Francisco and then refused. Helen Ann said the case may go to court. We'll have more news in just a little bit.
I'm Tony Randall, and I'd like to take just a couple of seconds to urge you to consider an important and personal way to help one of the thousands of fatherless boys in your community. Become a big brother. It doesn't cost anything. All it takes is a few hours of your time every week. This season, I'm in a new TV series called The Odd Couple. But being a big brother to a fatherless boy is not an odd pairing. Call your local Big Brother agency today and spend a little time with one of the boys.
KSFO Sports reports in baseball in the National League yesterday. Bobby Bonds led the attack with a double and two singles as our Giants defeated the St. Louis Cards 8-7. The Giants used five pitchers, collected 15 hits during the game, while the Cards used four pitchers, got 14 hits. Game lasted 3 hours and 11 minutes. And they'll meet again today at Candlestick Park. The broadcast time here on KSFO at 7:40. In other National League action yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Padres 2-1. Atlanta down Montreal 7-3. Pittsburgh shut out the New York Mets 3-0. And Cincinnati beat Philadelphia 5-1. In the American League, the Chicago White Sox defeated Milwaukee 6-4. Washington 3, the Yankees 1. Cleveland over Baltimore 3-2. Boston beat Detroit 8-7. And Kansas City over California 9-4. Bay Area weather, fair through Saturday. A little fog and low overcast near the coast, extending inland locally this morning. Slightly warmer days, with the high today in the 80s inland and in the 60s and low 70s along the coast. The winds will be westerly, 10 to 20 miles per hour. That's KSFO News, West Syracuse reporting. KSFO News is everywhere.
sit on the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy, me to teach. Oh, things ain't what they used to be. Lost man, radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are the night. Used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more do you from men? Can't you stand?
That's Marvin Gaye, Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology. The love line is open, 982-5517. If you'd like to talk to somebody, meet somebody here in the Bay Area, maybe you're new in town, maybe you just can't sleep and want to talk to someone. Yesterday we talked to Mike, and Eleanor called to get his number. We haven't heard from either one of them since. Ever take a nice Greyhound bus tour to Nevada Lodge in North Lake Tahoe? For those of you who'd rather sit back and relax while somebody else does the driving, of course, this is the perfect way to enjoy beautiful scenery and lively Nevada-style fun. All you need is one day and a special round-trip bus ticket from your nearest Greyhound depot. You'll ride on a nice, comfortable Greyhound Senior Cruiser bus, arrive at Nevada Lodge refreshed and ready for all kinds of exciting things, like Nevada-style action, fine dining, all-star entertainment. And on top of all this, you'll receive a generous cash bonus just for taking that special bus to the lodge. So when you're looking for a great time, go Greyhound. Exciting Nevada Lodge at North Lake Tahoe. And remember, throughout Northern California, Greyhound buses leave regularly for Nevada Lodge. Just contact your nearest Greyhound depot and they'll tell you all about their departure times. Thank you. Joe Bostic with Harlem Nocturne. Night Sounds on KSFO, Russ Syracuse, you're all night, Jack. Lou Geneva Engineering tonight at 11 after 1. Here's our first caller on the Love Line. The Love Line number, incidentally, 982-5517. Okay, Jan, you told me you're 18, you live in Daly City. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself? What do you look like?
I have brown. Most people think I have blonde hair, but it's really light brown. And it's long. And I have hazel eyes, and I'm 5'5", and I weigh 125 pounds. Sometimes a little more, but, you know.
Depending on whether or not you've just eaten a big meal.
Okay.
Or it's early in the morning, you just got up before breakfast and you weighed yourself.
Right.
What's the better part of the day for you? Do you find that late at night is better or early in the morning?
Well,
when do you feel best?
I don't know. It usually depends what I'm doing and who I'm with, I guess.
You know? Well, what about when you're just on your own?
I love to wake up in the mornings when the sun is shining and it's really beautiful smelling outside.
Mm-hmm. Then you feel nice.
Oh, it's just really beautiful. I really like that.
Yeah. Are you a California girl?
Yes, I am.
And what do you like to do?
Oh, I love to go to discotheques and dance. You know, real loud music and lights and, you know.
Why? Can I ask you why you like the music so loud that you can't hardly hear yourself think?
It's not you can't hardly. You can't at all.
Yeah, well, why do you like that?
I don't know. It's just...
Do you feel that you kind of lose yourself in all that?
In a way, and it's something different, you know, because you don't really hear, you know, that loud music all the time. It's just something you can just really dig, you know. It's really a lot of fun just to dance and, you know, trip out with all the people. I don't know. It's a lot of fun. I really like it.
And the kind of guy you'd like to talk to tonight?
Oh, I don't know. Somebody nice. Somebody understanding. Somebody about between 20 and 25, maybe 19. Somebody who really likes motorcycles and racing, car racing. I love that. And just, you know, somebody who can't sleep feels like talking like me.
Okay, Jan. Thanks for calling on our Love Line. We have your Daly City number.
Okay.
And I'm certain somebody will get your number in a matter of moments, my dear.
Okay.
Good luck to you tonight. Bye. Oh.
Can't fake it. together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. So we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't fake it. Oh, no, 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 no.
It's too late. That's Carole King on KSFO at 17 minutes after 1 o'clock. Well, we talked to Jan, Daly City girl, 18 years old, and I knew it wouldn't be long before somebody called to get her number, and a guy qualified by the name of John from Mill Valley, 24 years old, and they're talking on the love line right now. So far, we're batting 1,000. We'll talk to our next caller in just a little bit. What is it like to a blind youngster and never know the accomplishment of swimming the length of the pool, pitching your own tent, or riding in a rodeo? At Enchanted Hills Camp for the Blind, a visually handicapped child can learn all these things. Softball, basketball, horseshoes are also part of the extensive camping program. You can help by sending your contribution to Enchanted Hills Camp for the Blind, 1097 Howard Street, San Francisco. They'll be happy you did.
San Francisco calling me.
Okay, here's our next caller. His name is Steve. He's 24 years old, and he lives in Palo Alto. Steve, go ahead and tell us your story. What do you look like, and who would you like to talk to tonight?
Oh, I look pretty much like a 24-year-old Don Knotts.
The 24-year-old Don Knotts.
With glasses.
Uh-huh. Well, then you're rather thin.
Right.
And that means you don't weigh very much.
Right.
And you're probably, would you say, more or less... just a wisp of a fella?
Not quite that thin.
What do you like to do, Steve, now that you're a 24-year-old look-alike Don Knotts?
I fly, and I'm a sport parachutist.
You know, you even sound a little bit like him.
Thank you.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. He's got his own TV show.
He's got a lot of money, too.
Yeah. So you're on the right track. Probably. What kind of girl do you want to talk to, Steve?
Anybody who's interested in flying, that type of thing. I'm at my best when I'm above the ground.
Anyone who wants to talk to you about flying or jumping, huh?
Or anything in that neighborhood.
Okay, Steve. Thanks for calling. We have your Palo Alto number. And all a girl has to do to get it is to call the Love Line at 982-5517. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
get to know you, and now the night is gone. Time to rise and blink our eyes and turn the whole world on. Good morning, Mr. Sunrise. Good morning, Lady Dawn.
Lady Dawn, and just before that, Chicago, Color My World. It's 25 after 1 o'clock.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to talk to you about people. These people are Jews. Jews that live now in another part of our world, isolated from freedom and again suffering the horrors of oppression and injustice. There is one weapon we of America can call on to help free these people. Truth. This is Red Buttons asking you to support the Savia Jury Action Group in its attempt at lifting the wall of silence that protects those who deny human beings their humanity. The Savia Jury Action Group is a nonprofit organization dedicated to using truth as the fulcrum by which the lever of world opinion may be used to fight against any form of repression. Please help before it's too late. This is everyone's fight. Send your contribution to Savia Jury Action Group, 41st Street, San Francisco. Thank you.
26 after 1 o'clock, the love line is open at 982-5517. We talked to Jan of Daly City, and John got her number, and we're still waiting for a young lady who might want to talk to Steve. Any girl who's interested in flying. He's 24, he lives in Palo Alto, and he's still waiting.